Hey everyone, this is Chuck Tomasi from Technorama. I just wanted to let you know before you get too far into this Technorama special that there are a couple of audio hiccups, I'll call them. Something happened with the audio recording equipment to produce these artifacts, and I'm looking into it. As a result, there's a half second of audio missing here and there. I hope this doesn't take away from your enjoyment of this special. I just thought I'd warn you now. Thanks. And now, on with the show.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
We seek robots for fair competition.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi, bringing you another special. This time, we're going on the road to explore that all-important robotics competition known as FIRST. FIRST, let's clear up, what is FIRST? FIRST is an acronym which stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. Their mission is to inspire young people to be science and technology leaders by engaging them in exciting, mentor-based programs that build science, engineering, and technology skills that inspire innovation, and that foster well-rounded life capabilities, including self-confidence, communication, and leadership. Dean Kamen is an inventor, entrepreneur, and tireless advocate of science and technology. His passion and determination to help young people discover the excitement and rewards of science and technology are the cornerstones of FIRST. FIRST was founded in 1989 to inspire young people's interest and participation in science and technology. The FIRST credo is gracious professionalism, something we heard a lot while we were at this competition. In 2008, the FIRST Robotics Competition, or FRC, will reach over 33,000 students representing approximately 1,500 teams. FRC teams come from every state in the U.S., as well as Brazil, Canada, the U.K., Mexico, Israel, and the Netherlands. FRC has become an international program and is continuously growing. FRC teams will participate in 41 regional competitions, and approximately 300 deserving teams will qualify to go to the FIRST Championship at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia. This year's challenge is called FIRST Overdrive. Roughly, the object is to build a robot to carry a large rubber ball about 1 meter in diameter around a track, much like a chariot race, and score points by passing the ball over a 2 meter high overpass. While this sounds simple, your team and robot need to work with two other teams, called an alliance, while defending the other alliance from scoring without causing a penalty. If it sounds complicated, it is, but the students rise to the occasion. On March 15th, my wife Donna, daughter Julie, and I got on a bus from Appleton to Milwaukee, Wisconsin with several coworkers and their families to see how our local team was doing in the regional competition. There we caught up with Sean Schuff. We are here at the FIRST Robotics Competition for 2008 at the Midwest Regional Finals with Sean. You are one of the few people who have been on Technorama twice. Congratulations. What can you tell me about the competition this year?
It's pretty stiff. I wasn't sure how the matches would play out or how the game would play. A lot of people love it. A lot of people hate it. I think it's a great competition, and our team is doing well. Probably the reason why I like it.
How well are we doing? We just finished, the second match of the day?
We finished our second match. We're 6-2 overall throughout all the matches, and we're in fifth or sixth place right now.
So. And we have the prestigious, there was another team out there that was putting up some stiff competition. What happened?
In our last match of the day, we went up against the only other undefeated team out there and beat them. So we kind of knocked them off the King of the Hill spot. So,
Well, congratulations. Tell me, this is a little different. Last year we had inner tubes going on a rack. What's going on this year?
This year it's a little like NASCAR meets robotics. There's a playing field that has a track on it that we race around. And then there are track balls, large 40-inch diameter balls that are about 8.5 pounds each. And across the field, across the midsection of the field, there's an overpass at 6.5. The goal is to push the track balls around the track or hurdle the track balls over that overpass for bonus points.
And there's also a little bit of extra credit if you can keep the ball up on the little overpass. It looks a bit like the toll booth when you're going through Chicago. And if you can get the ball to stay up there. But it gets a little nasty towards the end.
It does. Everybody's scrambling for any points towards the end. Like you said, you want to put the ball on the overpass at the end of the match. The other teams are trying to knock that ball off to keep you from getting those points too. So there's some offense, there's some defense, there's a lot of strategy involved.
And these are complex robots. Tell the listener again, how long did we have to build this?
From the time we got the challenge this year, we had 6.5 weeks. And we go through a process, game strategy, come up with some functional requirements, hand it off to our design team who comes up with a robot design. They create everything in CAD, have a fab team fabricate all the parts, they assemble it, they program the code, they test it and evaluate it and refine it and tweak it, and that all happens in 45 very short days.
And it looks like they take real video. I'm watching some of it on a Macintosh behind me of previous competitions. You can study the game strategy, what we did well, what we did bad, and tweak it a little bit still here in the pits.
Oh yeah, we're not. It's nonstop, especially during the competitions. We're constantly modifying it to make it do what we want it to do that much better. We have the benefit of being a little later in the season with our event, so we've seen some of the other competitions and how other teams approach game strategy. So we've benefited from what they've done to develop our own personal game strategy for this regional.
Now, we've got lifters and grabbers and all kinds of things, and sometimes they work against you. What happened to us in the last round?
We've got a high set the ball way up in the air, and we happened to get tipped over. Got a little off balance and dumped the robot over backwards. So it happens. There have been other teams that have tipped over as well, and you just have to be careful when you're out there. There's contact, and you got to make sure it works for you and not against you.
Fortunately, it was at the end of the round, whereas we've seen some of them tip over and they just lay there like roll the rest of the 2 minutes, and it's a little sad at times.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We actually tipped over 2 days ago twice during our qualifying rounds or our practice rounds. Fortunately, those didn't count, and we changed some software code to give the driver a little more control over how fast or slow the robot goes when the arm is way up in the air. This last match was just some circumstances that were kind of beyond our control with other robots out there, and it actually worked to our benefit in the end because we caused the undefeated team some problems trying to get around us to score with their ball. Otherwise, it might have been a different outcome.
Now, this afternoon, the game changes a little bit. What's the strategy there?
This afternoon, we go into elimination matches, the top teams here. And out of those, the top 8 seeds get to pick 2 alliance partners to go into the elimination rounds with them. And it's a single elimination, the best out of 3 in each round. So we're hoping to be picked or possibly be a picker and move on and hopefully win.
I hope so. Thank you very much, Sean. We will catch up with you a little bit later.
Sounds good.
This is Dr. Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics, author of the new book, Physics of the Impossible. Yet, I can't even figure out Technorama.
Hi, what's your name?
Emma.
Emma? What's your relation to this big guy next to me?
He's my dad.
He's your dad. And do you come to these all the time?
Yes.
How long have you been coming to these competitions?
I don't really know. I think since I was littler.
Well, how old are you now?
8.5.
8.5? You've probably been to every one since you were a baby.
I don't know.
Are they fun?
Yes.
What's your favorite part?
To watch the robots.
Are you cheering for Team 93?
Yes.
Really loud?
Yep.
Are we going to win?
I don't know.
Do you get to go to the national one, too?
I don't...
The one with the whole country in it, or just these ones in Milwaukee?
The ones in Milwaukee, mostly.
You should ask to go to the national ones.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Emma.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm standing here with Danae and Andy of the Team 93, and this is a very exciting time. We've been selected as an alliance and made it through the quarterfinals with pretty good success. I would say that was an easy win. We're now in the semifinals, and give us an update on where we are.
Well, right now, we won the first match in the semifinals, and now we are with the second one, we tied. So,
is it best of three?
Yes, it's best of three.
Okay, so who was ahead in terms of raw points?
It was neck and neck. It changed right at the end, but I don't know if it was legit. It was like 80 to 78 at the end.
Okay, so it was within a couple of points.
Uh-huh.
The other side was winning.
Yep.
And then we knew they had a penalty, right?
Yep.
Which counted for 10 points off. So we figured, we've got it.
Right.
But there was a surprise call at the end.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the call was. I was nervous enough not to look at the TV.
And we couldn't hear in here either.
They said we put the blue ball over the what do you call it?
Yeah.
And it had rolled back, and we picked it up and put it over again. So one of those passes did not count.
Okay.
So it ended up in a dead heat, 70 to 70. So we're about to go back out and have the rematch of the second match.
Yeah.
So it could still go either way.
Two
we may have
matches.
To play two more matches.
Yep.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's really, really nerve-wracking because I have no idea what's going to happen. And, it's just nervous.
Now, are you allowed to watch, or are you standing here by the pits watching, making sure nothing... Oh, you got the TVs down here.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're allowed to watch up in the stands, but we can't on the field, obviously.
Right.
So. Yeah, we're just getting as close to the action as we can. So.
And we're also running parts as needed.
Oh, right, that's right. Yeah, there's been a couple of robots that haven't really... A couple of minutes of... repairs, shall we say.
Yeah, that happens all the time at competitions, so it's to be expected.
We're doing a lot better, though. We haven't tipped over this afternoon.
Nope.
Yeah, definitely. We hopefully fix that with software, so.
This is not easy because we're playing the top-seeded team. I mean, this is tough. It seems like for every two we get over, the other team is firing three. So it is. We're doing really well to keep up. I'm surprised we're this far.
Yeah, it feels good to be this far along in the game. Feels good.
All right. Thank you very much. We will check back and hopefully with good news next time.
Yeah.
Blue Alliance! Blue Alliance! Blue Alliance! Blue Alliance!
We're back up in the stands, as you can hear, and we've caught up with Sean Schaff, the man. Give us an update.
We're in the finals.
We are in the finals. That was an incredible match. Now, what happened?
Well, we won the first match in the semifinal, and in the second match, penalty against the other team and a non-score against us, and it ended up tied. So we had one more match to try to win it to get into the finals, and we did it. So we're in.
Now, the awesome opponents we played didn't seem to have their game on. Did they have some mechanical failures or something?
It could be. I wasn't down on the field, but my guess is they had some problems with their robots. And it's, you know, part of this game is luck. Part of it is having a robot that competes solidly all weekend long. And if you can make it through the qualifying rounds, fine. You've got to be able to make it through the eliminations as well. The schedule is tighter, and your robot's got to be built to last. So, and ours is. We haven't had any problems with it as far as I can see from up here.
Now, you were saying just a minute ago, before I hit record, about one of the people on our team heard about our opponents. What was that?
The last match of the day today for us was against the number one seed, and I went down to Mike Johnson in the pits, and I said, "Oh, Mike, we got to play. We got to play team-driven today." And he said, "Don't think of it that way. They're over in their pits going, oh, crap, we got to play the new Apple Corps today." So that was who we beat to get into the number one seed, and we were the number four seed, and we did it.
That's got to boost your confidence when you hear the top-seeded team is shaking in their boots from us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got a reputation now, and we're a good, solid team, so everybody needs to watch out.
But, you know, the sportsmanship of this whole thing is really what it's all about. It's not an ego thing by any means. It's good to win.
Oh, yeah. It's the process. It's the camaraderie amongst team members and in between teams as well. They always preach gracious for professionalism, and that's what we do. We come down here, you know, to work on our robot, to make sure that we compete successfully, but we also want to see everybody else compete successfully and have a good time down here. So we do our best to make sure our robot is winning, and when we've got that all well oiled, we go out and we help the other teams do their thing as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that. There's even a sign out front that says, "Did you bring your gracious professionalism?" And that really encapsulates the whole spirit of FIRST.
It absolutely does. That's been the hallmark of FIRST Robotics from its inception 17 years ago, that gracious professionalism is, you want to win, but you want to win based on your merits and on how well your team does, not on pounding the other guy into the ground and having an unfair advantage over him. So you want to see everybody have success here.
There's even a sportsmanship award, if I remember right. There's some others.
There is. There's a Johnson & Johnson sportsmanship award that this is the third year for the Wisconsin. 2 years we won that award, both years. So we're hoping for a three-peat this year. It's nice to win and get big trophies, but that's one that's kind of near and dear to our hearts, that we come here to make sure that everybody has a fair chance at competing and competing successfully here.
Now, in the past, we've mentored other teams, like rookie teams. Is there another one that
we kind of paired up? We got pulled in with Fondy Fire to mentor a team out of Honolulu, and Fondy Fire really laid the groundwork for it. Team 2194 out of Fond du Lac, they did a lot of the groundwork, and we made a request that our pits be placed right next to theirs here, because coming from Hawaii, they couldn't bring a lot of stuff with them, and we bring a trailer down here loaded with all sorts of stuff. So you've got machine tools and battery chargers and you name it, we've got it in our pits. So we offered to provide that to them if they needed it from us, and that's what it's all about. We mentored Fondy Fire last year. Was their rookie year, and they ended up winning this regional. We were in the eliminations. We never played head-to-head with them, but they ended up, we like to think that we helped them to get there. So,
now, help me out, a team from Honolulu in the Midwest regionals?
I think they're a little crazy. One of the girls on her team actually said she wanted to see the lake. She saw that Milwaukee was on a lake, so she wanted to see Lake Michigan. And didn't realize that it'd be frozen over. And apparently a connection between the coach out there and somebody here in Milwaukee. So that's why they came back here.
All right. Thank you much. There's another match about to start. Thanks, Sean.
You betcha. Thank you.
Ronald D. Moore from Battlestar Galactica, and you're listening to Technorama.
Now, Technorama with Chuck and Greg. I just laughed my head off at these guys. I'll always download their show. When I first listened, I thought, who needs to listen to this? But then I caught the bug. Now I'm a convert and really do appreciate the time and quality that these two guys put into their podcast. It makes traveling time so much more enjoyable, and I learn from it. It's got to be good.
Julie.
Yes?
What's happened?
We won.
Not yet. We're in the finals. And who won the first match?
Us.
Us? And what are we waiting for right now while we listen to this, what some would call music?
So somebody timed out because their robot broke or something.
Oh, yeah. They got to replace batteries on the robot and things every so often. And like Sean was saying earlier, the key to winning is having a rock-solid robot. If it breaks down, not good.
Yeah.
That's what happened in the match that we had in the semifinals. That's how we won.
Nice.
So, unfortunately for the other team, but fortunately for us. So, we've got a few seconds left, and we're ready for match two. We're not done yet. If we win this, we're done.
Okay.
Nail biter?
Yep.
Okay, we'll be back with the final news after this.
This is Richie Kohler from Deep Sea Detectives, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Julia, are we done yet?
No.
No, what happened?
We lost.
We lost the second? Now what?
Now we have to win the third.
We have to win the third because it's best of three. This is the finals. There's nothing after this.
Nope.
Whoever wins this goes home champion. Whoever loses...
goes home second place.
Just goes home.
Just goes home.
So... but it was real good sportsmanship. Before they did that match, they had all the team members from both teams come out and shake hands. And the mentor that I work with, he gave the other mentor a big hug out on the field. I got a good picture of that. So that was really nice. This isn't about who wins or who loses. It's everybody's winning. Everybody's learning. And, someone's got to win, right?
Still nice to win.
Why not us?
Yeah.
All right, a couple minutes and we'll have the answer.
Yeah.
But you, the listener, will have it right after this. A bit of a change-up, Julie, before we get into the final match. What happened?
King Tech people's robot died, and so we had to get a new one.
Their robot died, and another team came in, 1306. They just hauled in their robot. I guess King Tech couldn't get their robot fixed. So that was very nice of them. We'll have to remember to say thank you. Okay, let's see how this goes. Final round. Did we win, Julie? No. What happened?
Our backup died.
Robot died, and we got a couple penalties. But that's the way it goes, right?
Yep.
Did you have fun?
Yep.
Do you want to come back next time?
Yep.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure if you did or not. That was a lot of fun. Okay, we got to round things up. That concludes this year's first competition. We came in second. Not too bad. And I believe we go on to the Nationals in Atlanta in a few weeks.
We're coming in second?
But we won't be going there as a family.
No, wait. For coming in second, they get to go still?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'll find out and follow up. Thanks for playing.
Playing what?
Playing Technorama.
Okay.
A 101.
101.
Thanks for listening to Technorama. I hope you enjoyed the competition, listening to the play-by-play, and all the fun we had. I want to thank Sean Schuff from Appleton East High School, his daughter Emma, Danae and Andy of Team 93, my daughter Julie, and of course my wife Donna for all the help. We had a great time. Even if you don't have a high school-aged child, I urge you to at least go and see one of the regional competitions. Check out firstus.org for more information around the beginning of the year. It's a real blast. If you enjoyed this show, I encourage you to listen to one of our regular shows or the specials we have periodically. You can find all that and more at chuckchat.com or look for Technorama on iTunes in the podcast section.
We encourage feedback. Leave a message on the listener line. That's 206-222-2428. Or to help you remember, 206-222-CHAT. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all the great audio at Farpoint Media. You'll find them at farpointmedia.net. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama, and as always, a binary high five. 101, bye.
Game's over, losers!